Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Well, it's December again, and you know what that means, don't you? That's right, it's Christmas party season. It seems the more things I get involved in, the more parties I get invited to. I think some of the most fun I've ever had at a Christmas party include the ones where you can play some games. A friend of mine named Tina loves putting the games together for parties. She does a great job of making them interactive and fun. One year, she took Saran Wrap and rolled it into a huge ball with various small gifts rolled into it. Each team member was supposed to put on a pair of mittens and unroll the Saran Wrap ball until they got to a prize, and whatever prize they retrieved, they got to keep. It was harder than it sounds, but we all laughed hard and had a good time. I know a lot of work parties include drinking alcohol. A recent survey on Twitter asked, would you skip having alcohol at your holiday party if you knew someone in addiction recovery would be there? Out of 1,366 voters, 63% answered yes. That's encouraging to me, and some of the comments people gave were also very informative. One commenter stated, well, if someone is in the beginning of their recovery, then absolutely not. I invited them to my party because I care about them. After a certain point, then yes, I would, but I would be sure to let them know that there would be drinking. They decline the invite if they choose. Again, I ask them to choose because I care. I would like to encourage you to help your friends who are trying to make positive changes in their life. If they're in recovery, one thing they need most is a supportive friend. If someone declines a drink at your party once, then offer them a soda. Have some non-alcoholic options for those who choose not to drink. There are lots of alternative specialty drinks today. How about offering something like kombucha, sarsaparilla, or other mocktails? It's always baffled me why some people put so much pressure on other people to drink. Maybe it's because people don't like to drink alone. Maybe misery loves company. Have you ever thought that maybe the person that chooses not to drink knows that they can't handle it? How would you feel if the guy you pressured into a drink fell off the wagon or decided to drive home and killed someone? Please don't drink and drive. And don't enable others to do it either. Over the years, I've learned to have a great time without drinking. I love remembering the parties that I've been to. The holidays are hard enough on some people already. Don't add a DUI and a night in the drunk tank to your wish list. A good friend of mine from childhood told me that the thing that encouraged him to stop drinking was when someone asked him if he needed the drink in order to make it through the day. When he admitted he depended on the drink, he reached out for help and got sober. So I guess I'm going to close with this question. If Christmas is all about celebrating Jesus' birthday, do you really need to drink to celebrate that? Well, have a great week and a wonderful Christmas season. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.